Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Our Private Moments. It's now Short and Sweet episodes where we round up all of our favourite guests and all of our favourite moments and different things. This is a little private moment for you. I hope you enjoy it. When you're learning your scripts.
Yes.
And you forget lines.
Yes.
Because it does happen, right?
Yes.
Even to the best of us.
Yes.
Yes. How can you cheat somehow by learning your lines easier? That makes sense.
There are techniques to learning lines easier. Us. Yeah.
You've got your phone in the calculator.
Do you know what I did do to get into drama school? Again, I probably, here we go.
After you open it up, like, yeah, I cheated once. Now there's like just series after series of cheating things
really
going on.
Yeah. Revealing everything.
Yeah, it's exactly what we were talking about before the podcast. But I had this really long blonde hair, which I think I had when I first met you. Yeah. And it was just a great place to hide headphones. So,
sorry, how long was your hair?
It was so long.
Rapunzel.
It was down. No. I mean, listen, it just needs to be past the ears, right? But it was down to my hips. But I just used to slot some headphones into my ears, just like mini pods.
Oh, sorry. I was like, imagine because you were wearing big headphones. I was like, it's going to be quite
my
big.
My hair's just full of secrets. Yeah. So I had a Shakespeare monologue to get into to drama school, which I wasn't, come on. Like,
What Shakespeare was it?
Honestly, probably.
Something epic.
Like Much Ado About Nothing or something like that. I have no idea. I didn't learn it, so
like
I don't
it,
know.
A little niche on it. Went a little, I don't know. Like, just, you know, one of the smaller, like, niche ones.
just a little bit niche.
That's what I'm about.
No. It was probably something so obvious. Yeah. And I just, I didn't have the time. I felt like I didn't have the time to learn it. So I pre-recorded it. I went into the audition. I just pressed play. And I literally just recited what I was saying in my ear out loud. And they went, at the end, I was like, is this a joke? Because you can't hear yourself because you're only listening.
I was going to say, you've got to keep up with your pace.
It was if you lose pace,
game over.
You've lost the line. You're fucked.
Oh, God. That would stress me out.
That's way more stressful than learning it.
You're like a secret agent or something. Like, I think you should have gone to the FBI.
No comment.
But you must be very good at multitasking.
Yeah, I am. I'm not very good at listening.
But I feel like, both your parents went to Oxford and Cambridge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're incredibly smart in lots of ways.
And I don't think that's what that means, Jamie.
After we've just discussed how she cheated away.
But I do think it is, because I think also when you get into character, right?
Yeah.
Especially for all of your roles and things you're doing, are you one of the people that becomes the character, or do you still see it as acting?
No, the first one.
You become the character.
I don't necessarily, I'm not.
Because that's juxtaposing to like just hearing it, right?
Yes. I've never done it where I've been in character the whole time. I've spoken in an accent the entirety of a shoot. So from day one to the last day. And actually what's so crazy is that I did, I did a British show.
Bristolian.
Well, Bristolian. Well,
sorry.
It's
always, sorry.
I can't do accents.
That show kind of done that.
Bristolian.
Bristolian.
I don't know what that is.
Bristolian. I don't know. You worked in Bristol. Is that good?
Bristolian is like you talk hey, like
that's more West Country.
No,
that.
Yeah, West that's
country,
West Country.
Like, hey there, boy.
Can anyone here actually do a Bristolian accent?
Bristol, it's a bit like that. No, no, that's too.
That was
too
a little
far.
Bit closer than mine and Jamie's.
Yeah, a little bit.
Bristol.
No, I think that was Irish.
Bristol. Wait, hang on. So you've done shoots where you stay in the accent the entire time?
Yes, usually when I started doing American. But I did it once. This is funny. When I was doing an ITV show here, I had to do an RP accent. And so I stayed like that the entire time, but way more posh. And then, and even, it was probably about 2 years later, I was down in a pub, actually in Southwark. And I bumped into, I bumped into a castmate of mine who played my twin brother. And we had an entire conversation. He was kind of looking at me like that. And then just as our friends all started leaving, he grabbed me and he went, "What are you doing putting on that accent?"
Shut up.
And I went, "What?" And he went, "Why are you putting on an East London accent?" I was like, "What do you mean?" And he was like, you never used to speak like that." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, you've never met me as
you never changed it."
Yeah, because I had never changed it. It was just for that isolated shoot.
Is that a sort of thing as a technique, or is that like a comfort thing?
I don't find it very comfortable. I think it's just it takes away an element of nervousness or like preparation for like just being on the day, because then I start to think, or I read my scripts in American.
I was gonna say, are your thoughts in the accent? They are.
They yes. If I'm doing that, they'll be in American. Like I'll read things in American, which is very weird.
That is, I always find like, especially with acting, it's so weird. You could say you're on set with sorry. I'm just throwing you and me in a barrel together.
You do this with every guest, whether it's like a huge actor,
you and I,
or like a touring band. He's like, yeah, I can relate. I'm like, no, you can't. Like,
I just gonna throw us into a barrel together. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Okay. As actors, we.
said a lot.
Yeah. In her head going, But I think that when you're on set with someone.
Yeah.
Like I know. But when you're on set.
But you have been. You've had your own experiences.
I had my own experiences.
Yeah.
For some reason, when you're playing a character, doesn't matter if you're playing yourself and a bit amped up or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's a weird comfortability that you create. And I think with actors, they have it. When you're a character with someone on set, there's no social awkwardness. You become a child almost again in a certain way. Why does that happen?
I think, you know, as artists, you're both putting yourself in a really vulnerable position. I mean, you have to be to act. Like, you have to be comfortable with being vulnerable. And it's hard, you know, when there's a crew of 100, 200 people, like, you know, on set with you. So I think there's just this unspoken, like, sense of safety within two performers that just happens to be there. I've been fortunate enough to never have that experience where it just hasn't been there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it takes. I don't like consciously shift anything. It just seems to be like a very comfortable space. But if it wasn't like that, I don't think I could act.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You
get, because I mean, I get days where like I just have an off day and I struggle to be sociable, let alone like go and put on a full persona. Do you ever have days where you just can't really get into character?
Absolutely. Yeah, probably more of them really? Than
is that
not.
Like a writer's block? Wait, explain that.
It's awful. It's literally the worst.
You're in your trailer going, Bristol.
Bristolian.
Fuck this, I'm out. Yeah.
But you do that with accents.
Bristolian.
But you do have that with accents. Like you have keywords that will break you back into that accent. Yeah. So like I've never done a Southern accent, but I have friends that have had to do like, you know, really Southern American accent, and they can swing into it. No,
come on,
Jamie.
I can see you about. You had a little twinge.
I know.
You had a little twinge. You in your head, you're like, good, give it a go. Oh, I could be on this podcast. Give it a big old go, Johnny.
I said South. I said South, Jamie.
Why are you lifting your leg up as well?
He's getting into character.
I hurt my arm this morning. Like,
you don't have a break word. You just like pull your leg up and you're like, all right.
Or a break movement.
But I think, what is with you, you've kind of been sort of front and center of like lights, camera, action from a really, you were a model at the age of 13.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Well, when I look back at it now, it freaks the fuck out of me. But when I was 13, I thought I was an adult.
How does that happen? Just explain it. Because that's really young to make a decision like I'm going to go model. It's really young, 13.
Yeah, I was just really up myself. No, I'm joking. I should be a model.
Fucking hard.
Yeah, it's not like she was like, right, I'm going to go do this. You usually get scouted. That's kind of how it goes. Right?
Not in my world, baby.
Really?
I honestly was like, I am a fucking model.
I thought you were talking about you.
No, it was me. Oh. Honestly, I swear to God, I have not told you this. I told you this when I was walking down I was walking down the road. I think I told the story before. I was walking down the road and Abercrombie and Fitch had just started. Right. And
it
was
brilliant.
With the topless dudes.
Yeah, the clothing store, topless dudes. It just come to London. It was big in America. And I was like,
So what were you doing there? Well,
get ready for it. Yeah, you'll like this. Get ready for this. Anyway, I was walking down Kensington High Street. I got pulled over by these two guys. They said, you're the look we're looking for. And I was like, for what? They went for Abercrombie and Fitch. And I was like, damn straight. This is it. Anyway, they said, why don't you come to the Abercrombie and Fitch opening party? It's going to be great. You can meet all the people there and then you can come work in the store. I was like, great. Went to the party and I was chatting to a few. As party goes, I was pretty small. I was like, everyone here is really quite tall.
They're giants. Yeah.
All really tall. I'm like 16. This is weird. Anyway, went to my first day of Abercrombie & Fitch as a job. And I was like, I'm going to be on the front of the door. I'm going to have my top off. This is going to be great. They put me in the stock room and I wasn't allowed to use the stairs. Like, I had to use the back entrance.
But you were still naked.
Right? I was never allowed to go on the shop floor. I wasn't allowed. I was like, so what the fuck? I was in the stock room.
Is it the stock room with white walls and that bright white lighting?
Did you drive a movie?
How did you guess?
Oh.
I worked there as well.
Oh.
Wait, you guys might have crossed paths.
But Jamie, I thought the same.
She was front. She was
no,
front.
No, no,
you were
I
front
thought,
and center.
No. I thought I was going to be front of house. I was dead excited.
Really?
All my friends thought it was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. And I got there. They made me cashier. Put me behind the tills.
At least you're in the shop.
And I had to say every time, you wouldn't know this because you weren't on the floor. Yeah, every time I stole money. No, I had to say every time, hey, welcome to Abercrombie & Fitch. Be sure to check out Gilly Hicks at Westfield Shopping Centre.
Which was their other chain, right?
Were you in a hostage situation as well? Is that what you
there was just someone underneath the
till. Someone underneath the till.
Essentially, yeah.
So you did modelling, age 10, you got scouted by Models One?
Yes. Well, actually, no, I approached them.
I honestly, for a second, I was like, that is a big move. Were your parents a bit like, that seems like young to go into?
They thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
They thought it was an aeroplane model, like company, to create like toy aeroplane models. When Models One called my home line, almost said hotline, when they called my home line and like spoke to my parents, because obviously I'd said I was under 16 or under 18, I got home and my dad was just at the front door and he was like, who's Models One?
What?
Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
That is wild.
Yeah. And I was like, they called you? And my mum was like, yeah, they want to see you tomorrow in London. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Quite exciting.
It blew my mind. Yeah, I thought my entire life, well, my life did change, but you know.
But is that because you always wanted to be in the entertainment industry?
I always wanted to be an actor and acting is expensive, like acting classes. And we just weren't in the financial position for me to go to, you know, drama classes really or acting school. So I just knew I needed to fund it and I fucking hated my paper round. So it was a great alternative for me.
Dude, that's a vibe. I had no idea about that.
Thanks,
wait, so
Jamie.
Hang on. So you really wanted, firstly, acting, to become an actor is expensive.
For me, well, yeah. I mean, everyone I know always says how expensive it is, you know, because there's not many routes to doing it. Yeah. So it all just seems super expensive. Yeah.
So you had this vision of this is what you wanted to do. It's strange, right? Because a lot of people, when you're younger, you say, I want to be an actor or whatever. Yeah. And people don't really go into that. But you had this like laser focus.
Yeah.
Where this is what you... I remember the first time we met, you were like...
Please don't.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's all right. Go on. Immediately. What were you going
to
say?
Immediately, we need to talk about that.
Wallace trying to get off of me. Like, it was just awkward.
Now the truth, Jamie. Yeah.
She just tried to get off of me. I was like, Wallace, look, I don't fancy you.
Now the truth, Jamie.
Come on.
I think what happened was we were in a nightclub. And there was this like cute girl, and I was like, I'm on main channel. She's obviously going to fancy me. And I think she was literally like, just fuck off. Was it something along those lines that were? And then I messaged you the whole time, I feel.
Yeah. And then I think not stalkering, like not in a stalker way, really? In a very sweet way, you followed me to my Uber. Made sure I got in. Okay. We'll
did
call
I?
It that.
You
yeah.
You thought that was kind. It, it was definitely stalking.
No,
wait, explain it. Did I do that?
Yeah.
Then
I mean,
drove the Uber.
I think you were my Uber driver. It was crazy. Yeah.
Did I do that?
Yeah, I think you were just making sure I got in the car. Okay.
No, I don't. I think I was definitely hoping to kiss you or something as we were going to the Uber. And you were literally...
You were like wind down. I was like, No, I'm joking.
Wind it down.
You were like this on the dual handle. I was like...
Oh my God, that's so... Remember, guys, thank you so much for listening. Our private moments are out every week on Monday, so you can get your little fix of private parts at the start of your week. And if you want more, you can go back and listen to the full episode, which we will link in the bios. Just go and click that. And we'll see you on Monday for another one of our private moments.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.